One thing about the transition from childhood into adolescence into full-blown adulthood, one thing about that transition is that as adults, we can no longer continually look to our parents as the source for all of our love and affection and affirmation and all of that. As children, we had to look to our parents for that. They were the ones that were supposed to provide that for us and to create a space of safety and love and affirmation. And for most, I'm just going to say all of us who struggle with body image issues, with confidence issues, it comes from adolescence. It comes from the home. It comes from where you grew up. It comes from your parents. Some of us, it comes very directly from our parents, like it is screaming at us from our parents. Some of us, it's more hidden. It's more subtle. Some of us, you know, everything's different. Everyone has a different story and a different way that they got to where they are, but everyone has a common thread of looking for that affirmation and love from our parents as children. So when we transition into adulthood, there's a change in dynamic that has to happen where you now see your parents as peers. You are both equally adults. Yes, you have a special relationship to these certain adults. Whether it's positive or negative, it is a special type of relationship that you have to your parents. But out in the world, you are both equally adults, right? And because you're both equally adults, you can't continue to expect certain things from those people. And the longer you as an adult work towards the approval or affirmation or praise from your parents, the more distracted you will be from figuring out what you are actually supposed to be doing as your fully educated, fully competent, fully empowered adult self. Sometimes as children, we had to behave a certain way in order to get our needs met by our parents. Sometimes we had to make ourselves smaller, make ourselves compliant to things that we didn't like, things that we didn't agree with in order to follow the rules or in order to avoid getting in trouble or to avoid outbursts by our parents. And when you grow up in this way, and everyone has this to a certain extent, it's not like some people have this and other people don't. Even if you had a very relatively healthy childhood, every single adult is an imperfect, flawed human. So that includes your parents, that includes everyone's parents. So don't think that because you feel this way or because you have this dynamic that there's something wrong with you. It just means you are normal. You were raised by humans and you have some things to reflect on if you're trying to fix your relationship with yourself or focus on it. So our parents may have had us adhere to certain rules, do certain things growing up so that our needs got met. But as adults, you get to meet your own needs. You have money, you work a job, you feed yourself, you pay for a place for yourself to live. You meet your needs. But when it comes to our emotional needs and our need to feel important and to feel loved and to be valued by other people, that relational and social part of that, the parent-child relationship is still very much a focus point for many people. But when you can make this transition to firstly seeing your parents as an adult peer, whether they like it or not, right? Like, they are your peer now. They don't control you. They don't decide whether or not you eat or whether or not you have a place to sleep. Like, if you are a fully independent adult, they don't control that. It may feel that way, but they don't. Those people don't need to be the ones that give you the validation and the encouragement and the words of affirmation that you need as an adult. And you will be surprised, and it will be very sweet sometimes to see who comes into the picture and fills that for you. It's not filling the role of a parent. It's filling the role of someone who sees you, appreciates you, affirms you, and just your existence is enough for them to love you. That's what real, like, love is. When you love someone, it's like, I just love that they exist. Like, I love this person. I love how they think. I love how they laugh. I love how they do these certain things. That's what love really looks like. It's not an earned thing. It's not a reward for being perfect. It's not a reward for following the rules. But unfortunately, that's how a lot of us were raised, that if I follow the rules, if I am good, then I get and receive love. And to a certain extent, within adult relationships, obviously, yes, you can't just do nothing, not show up for anyone, and then expect to be loved unconditionally. I'm not talking about unconditional love, but I am talking about just loving someone for who they are, not for what they do. All of this is very nuanced. There's a lot of nuance to some of these conversations. And so it's not as simple all the time as I want unconditional love, or I deserve unconditional love, or my parents didn't do this and now I have this complex. And so because my parents didn't do that, now I'm unable to work through this because my parents aren't giving me what I need. They didn't when I was a kid and they don't when I'm an adult. That's passing your needs onto someone else and throwing in the towel because they're not fulfilling them. There will be people in your life who come into your life and fulfill different needs that you wish you would have gotten from your parents. Let those people fulfill those needs for you. And in different parts of your life, those needs will be met by different people. People come and go in and out of your life, and the amount that they are available to love you and to support you, that changes, and that's fluid, and that is dynamic as well. So as you think about your personal story of, this was who I am as a child, this was who I am growing up, these were my parents when I was a child, these were my parents when I was growing up, and this is who I am now, and this is who my parents are to me right now, it's okay to address the things that it's like, yeah, these were things that my parents didn't get right for me. These were the needs that I had as a child that my parents weren't able to meet. That doesn't make them bad people. That doesn't make them... There's no judgment that needs to go along with some of this stuff. It's just everyone is a limited human. And when it comes to your personal relationship with yourself, it's a big sign of confidence for you to let go of certain roles that you think need to be played by certain people and allow other people to step into that need that you have and fulfill it. Your need for words of affirmation could be fulfilled by a sibling or by a friend or by a partner or by a business partner, respected colleague at work could could be someone that you really see this affirmation from, and they make you feel like you are valuable and you're contributing. There are so many ways and so many people out there who are able and ready to show you love in different ways. And confident people are able to adapt and adjust to the reality of what the people in their lives are able to offer. And when it comes to the relationship with yourself, it's up to you to pivot and stop expecting things from people who cannot or will not fulfill what it is you need.